Days after Beethoven's death, three love letters were found by his bedside, addressed to his immortal beloved. The letters exposed his passionate love for a mystery woman. 200 years later, the letters caught the attention of Ottawa composer James Wright. He set them to music, and tonight, Julie Nesrala and the Griffin Trio will debut them as part of Chamberfest. James Wright joins me in studio. Hello.
Hello, Jacko.
So tell us more about these love letters.
Well, where to begin? They're written virtually exactly 200 years ago, July 6th and 7th, 1812. So just a little bit over 200 years ago. They were found some years after that, when Beethoven died in 1827, a few days later, these letters were found in his bedside table. And they're letters to a woman who was clearly very much loved by Beethoven. They're passionate. He expresses his desire to live with this woman. He expresses frustration at their inability to see one another and so on. So in the intervening time, we've been wondering who this woman is. He calls her my immortal beloved, but beyond that, we don't know her identity.
And Beethoven never married. He's not with anyone at this time that we know.
He is not at that time and was not, but it wasn't for lack of trying. He had a number of women in his life, and he proposed to at least three or four of them, but he was rejected each time, unfortunately, mostly because of his social status. He was seeing aristocratic women, and he was effectively beneath their station in the view of their families.
And the subject of his letters?
Well, they're really love letters. Expressing passionate desire to be with this woman.
But who is this woman?
Well, this is the thing. My hypothesis, although yes. I'm certainly not alone in this. In fact, I think the musicological consensus is that the woman is a young woman by the name of Joanna von Brunswick, who had been a piano student. She was married twice. Her first husband was 30 years older than her. He died in 1804, and at that stage, the relationship with Beethoven naturally intensified. He was rejected by her family, as I say, for reasons of social status. Also, he was eccentric and deaf and so on. That didn't help his case. But unfortunately, they couldn't be married for that reason. She was then remarried again in 1808, separated in 1810, and then it appears that they began a relationship again in 1811, and he wrote these letters during the summer of 1812.
So why did you want to write music based on these letters?
Well, you know, it really struck me, Giacomo, that of course, Beethoven, this great iconic composer, almost here we are on the day of the launch of the Olympics, an Olympian composer, really, Promethean, giant of a composer. We know his music so well, but no one has ever really looked at using his words, and he was certainly a prolific letter writer, and these are certainly the most mysterious and fascinating letters that he wrote, and to my knowledge, no one has ever taken these words and used them as poetic texts for a song cycle, as I've done in this case.
So someone, Julie Nesrala, is going to be singing these tonight, and you've made the music. Can you describe the music that accompanies it?
Well, yes. Well, I'll try. Sometimes hard to sort of describe music verbally, but I can tell you one of the first things that I thought about is, reading through these letters. They're love letters. You know, this music that is to which these texts are set can't obviously be too cerebral. I've tried to find the lyricism in Beethoven's words. I think the pieces are fairly accessible. They sit fairly naturally in the voice. I hope Julie tells me they do. So I think, expressive, lyrical, hopefully loving music that will hopefully move the hearts and minds of listeners as Beethoven's texts did for me.
And why the collaboration with Julie Nesrala and Griffin Trio?
Well, I've known Julie for many years. We've collaborated in a variety of ways, and we sat down one day and started talking about things. Now, Beethoven has always been one of my favorite composers, but I think I could say on Julie's behalf that I think he is her favorite composer. She's often talking about Beethoven. She's sung the music. She knows it intimately. So we started talking about these letters, and somehow out of that conversation, I can't remember the details, but somehow out of that conversation, this project grew. So she was, she's just a divinely gifted mezzo-soprano. We're so fortunate to have her in this community. I just consider myself very fortunate to be able to work with her and to be able to think about her voice while writing these pieces.
I'm not going to ask you to sing like Julie Nesrala, but is there a particular caption that you can share with us from those letters? or one that comes to mind?
Well, you know, I can give you the title to the first movement is Voig Bean, where I am, you are there also. And the second movement is My Angel, My Very Self. You know, you are my angel, you are my Monique, he says in German, my very self.
It's all very intimate, very, very private, these letters.
That's it. I mean, that's really the other side of this. And Julie and I have chatted a lot about this. Is that, you know, we think again of these great iconic figures, but we, you know, sometimes we are not fully aware of the fact that they're really human beings. I mean, we became obsessed with the idea of genius at some stage. But Beethoven was like any of us. He wanted above all to be loved, and he spent his entire life seeking the love of his life. This one, Josephine von Brunswick, the most important among them, but sadly he didn't find that. So really interesting to sort of think about the, you know, we might think of Beethoven as a genius, but this is just pure humanity, exposed here in these letters.
Okay, we're going to end by playing a piece of music by Beethoven that you chose, James. Can you tell us about why this piece is particular and why it's special to you?
Well, this is the Andante Grazioso in F major. It's a piano solo piece. This piece, and it's better known popularly as the Andante Favori, or the favorite Andante, because it became quite popular in Germany at that time. This piece was secretly dedicated by Beethoven to Josephine von Brunswick. By that I mean he couldn't write on the score dedicated to Josephine von Brunswick because she was married at the time. In fact, her husband had just died, but the family disapproved of the relationship.
Yeah,
but he sent it to her with a letter, and in the letter he said, Josephine, this is your Andante. So very definitely dedicated to her, but it needed to be needed to remain a secret between the two of them.
Thanks for coming in, James.
Thank you, Giacomo.
James Wright's new composition, Letters to the Immortal Beloved, will be performed tonight by Julie Nasrallah and the Griffin Trio as part of Chamberfest. It takes place at Dominion Chalmers United Church. Now let's listen to the piece James selected, Beethoven's Andante Favori.